Amen. And the book of Psalm number 46. The text that claims our attention yet again for this sanctuary service, Psalm 46. And I wonder if you would join me around verse number 10.
Amen.
Like last week, we just wanted to remind you of a few things. I want to remind us again today. We are in a place of remembering. Y'all going back to school, already in school. Yeah, the stuff that they tell you on day one, you got to remember, y'all. I try to remember. I want to begin our reading at verse number 10. The word of the Lord reads on this wise. Be still and know that I am God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. God of Jacob is our refuge.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Be still and know that I am God.
Yeah.
I want to talk to us this morning from this second installment, I guess it were. You got to believe.
Amen.
Just tell somebody you gotta believe.
Yeah, gotta believe.
You gotta believe. Amen. You gotta believe. You gotta believe. If you have faith, you got to believe. You just gotta believe. We kind of rehashed a little bit last time and took us back farther and farther than we even started in last week's text. We started all the way back at verse number one because we came to understand that the text says, young people, that our God is our refuge and strength, that he is our sanctuary. He's our shelter. He's our protection. That's who he is. And that refuge, my brothers and sisters, it's personal. He says it's ours. It belongs to you. It's powerful because it provides you strength whenever you need it. And it's permanent. It's always there.
Yes,
right,
yes,
yes. What a mighty God. Last week we began to talk about this river. That there is, oh, glory to God. The text says that there is a river. I just wanted to look at it after we've come out of the understanding that God is our refuge and strength. But then there is the speaking of us having a river, and that there is a resident in the river, that that resident is there to provide protection for whatever you need. Because if you get lost out there on the river and it begins to get topsy-turvy and goes a which way and that way, you've got to have something that steadies you, protects you, something that keeps you. And there is a river. There's a river that flows on the inside of you that makes provision for everything that you need. And in the midst of it, the text says there's God.
Glory to God.
Amen. That God is there to be everything that we need him to be. Not just a river, but the text connotes that it is a constant flowing river.
Yeah.
It's not going to run dry. It's not going to run out. We can have a drought forever and ever, but the river on the inside of you continue to flow. That river, it's on the inside. It's within you. But not only is the river in you, you have the resident that is God. He's right there with us. That's where we left off last week. And so this week, but on our way still to our text for today, we go by verse 8 and 9, because now he begins to tell us in verse 8 and 9 of who this resident, this God, what he's able to do. He's called for us to come and see. Look at him. He says, behold, there in verse 8. You've got to see what God really can do.
Amen.
It talks about the greatness of God. This one that takes up residence on the inside of you. That's what he says there. Look, you got to see it. Take a look at what God is doing. Take a look at what God has done. Take a look at what God will do. Right there, verse 9, 8 and 9. Mm-hmm. But after you have beheld, after you have seen, he says, come, behold. You know, you got to come and see how great a God is we serve. Come and see his works. Mm-hmm. But he now says to us that there is a call for you to believe.
Come on.
This is Sunday school lesson today. I'm not coming here trying to preach y'all crazy. Y'all ain't gonna shout no how. But all I'm saying is there is a call for all of us to believe. Now, why, Reverend? We say we know the Lord. Yeah, but every now and then you get amnesia and you don't believe the God that you serve.
Wow.
And so you have to get to the place where you need to be reminded that all you got to do is believe.
Come on.
You gotta believe. You gotta believe. You gotta come to grips with the particular problems that you have going on in your life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the things that are dealing with right now. You need to take these little two verses I read to you. You need to write them indelibly on your heart. You need to push them there because you gotta understand that this word right here is able, if you just believe, to get you out of your trouble. It'll get you through your trouble. It'll sustain you while you're in your trouble. There are some truths that the psalmist gives us in the text, and I'm going to give them to you real quick, and we're out of here. He says that you've got to believe. You got to believe, one, in the person of God.
Uh-huh.
Right there in verse number 10, it says, be still and know that I am God.
Yeah.
He says, be still. I know your parents have told you something about be still. What are they saying? Slam. Stop moving. Take a minute. You gotta be still so that you can come to understand who God really is. I'm in the midst of preparing for this message, and I missed it myself. Went right over my head. Here I am trying to prepare the message for you, and I missed it. He wouldn't give me nothing, and then he said, be still.
Oh my God.
That he said that you got to go somewhere and sit down. You're doing too much.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Wait on me. Yeah. I'll give it to you. Get your breath.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
He says that you're resting here and there. You got countless calls pulling you in various directions. And you got to learn. Every now and then, some of y'all need to learn how to say no.
Yeah.
You got to learn to say no.
Yes, sir.
To some of the demands that are being placed upon you. Yeah, the right. Yeah, you got to get to the place where you come to believe who God is for yourself. One of Satan's traps is to get us so involved in activity that we have no time to be still in the presence of God.
That's right.
Oh, Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
Sometimes God, he got to force us to be still. Many a person God has had to put flat on their back before he could make them listen. Be still, text says, and know that I am God.
You gotta take
time to be holy to get to know the Lord as a person with whom you would love to spend time with.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I gotta replay that. You gotta take time to be holy so that you can get to know and enjoy the God who is calling you to receive.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take time to be holy.
Yeah.
See, you can't run up in God's face trying to talk to him any whole kind of way.
Exactly.
Because too many people think that they can just run to God when they get in a moment of stress and distress, and they think that they can just run up in any kind of way. Sometimes you've got to bring yourself out and allow yourself to be cleansed of yourself.
Yeah.
So that you start looking like the God that you're trying to talk to.
Says
you gotta take time to be holy.
Uh-huh.
So that you can get to know our Lord as a person that we really will delight to spend time with.
Oh my gosh.
I want you to get to the place where you get to know him. And I don't want to run past this. I really don't want to run past this. I'm already at point two. But can I back up a little bit and tell you that when you get to the place where you believe in the person of God, you get to the place where you believe him to be everything you need him to be. That when you know God, you know that you might be broke now, but help is on the way.
That's right.
When you know God, you might be crying now, but joy is coming in the morning.
Yes.
When you get to know God, you know, folk might walk away from you, but he gonna send somebody else.
That's right. Yes.
You gotta get to know God. Yes. And I got trouble on the job right now, but it ain't trouble. Don't last all way. You gotta know God.
That's right.
Be still. And know God. Know that I am God. Listen, he says, when I tell you to know that I am God, the struggle that you're dealing with is not God. The sickness that you're having to deal with is not God.
No.
The brokenness is not God. The loneliness is not God. But I am God. Believe in me. Believe that I can fix it. Believe that I can help it out. Believe that I'm the one that's going to show up when you think you least expect it, when you think it's all over, when you think you're about to go over the cliff. Know that the God that I am, I won't let you drown.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. That's what he says. That you've got to believe in the person of God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Believe him to be a deliverer.
Yes.
Believe him to be a healer. Believe him to be a savior.
Yes.
Believe him to go after your children.
Yes.
Believe him to make a way out of no way.
He
says, so you got to believe, you got to believe, you got to believe, you got to believe in God's person. But you also got to believe in God's plan. Now, this is going to hurt somebody. It's going to mess somebody up because you don't want to hear this right here. But you got to believe. You just got to believe. He says, be still and know that I am God.
That's the word.
Here it is, children. I will be exalted among the heathen.
Yes.
I will be exalted in the earth. That's God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's not going to let the enemy win.
All right.
Somebody should have shouted right there. Yeah, you got to understand that his plan is that he's going to be exalted.
Come on.
He's going to be praised. He's going to be high and lifted up. He is the one that is going to be exalted, not just in the earth, but he's going to make the evil people exalt him as well. Look at it. He says he's not going to let the enemy win. Now, if he's going to be exalted, that means there's got to be a place for me to praise him.
Uh-huh.
That he's going to fix it so
yeah.
that I'm going to, though I'm down right now, praise is going to show up somewhere yeah. on the inside of me yeah. because God yeah. will be exalted.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. He's going to be exalted. The enemy is not going to win. His plan is to carry you through. His plan is for you to experience some of the mess that you're experiencing so that he can get glory.
That's
his plan. Now I know you don't want to act like it's a good thing for you. You don't want to have to endure what you happen to endure. But the plan of God is that he will be exalted.
Yes, he will. Yes.
It's his plan.
Yes, his plan.
And though you don't like them, the movement right now, know that God is going to get glory right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right.
He's going to get glory right there. Yeah, he has brought particular circumstances into our lives so that in them we can trust in God's person and in God's plan.
Yes, yes.
First of all, you got to come to know his person. And when you know his person, you will then be able to handle his plan. You got to trust the plan because you are already trusting him.
Uh-huh.
Right? If you trust him, then you will trust his plan.
Yes, Lord.
You gotta you gotta have faith in God's person. You gotta have faith in God's plan. And I'm through when I tell you this. You gotta have faith in God's presence.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
The Lord of hosts, I'm in verse 11. The Lord of hosts is with us.
Yes.
The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so wonderful that the psalmist had to put it in there two times. You know, you got it. It's the same verse 7 is the same as verse 11. And y'all, this is where we left off last week. The presence of God.
Yes.
That there you have to rest in his presence. That he is with us.
Yes.
And you got to think about that thing. He said the Lord of hosts.
The Lord of hosts.
Is with us.
Yes, he is.
The Lord of hosts, the God of the angel armies.
Come on. Come on.
The Lord of hosts, he's with us. The mighty Jehovah of all of the ranks of the angels is our strength. And I told y'all last week that one angel in one night smit all of Sennacherib's hosts. Just one. Took them all out. Do y'all remember? That's why we're celebrating in this song. And all the angels of God, they get up around his throne. But they rush there to do his bidding.
Yes.
Amen.
They are sent out to minister to those who are the heirs of salvation.
Uh-huh.
But can I tell you some better news than that?
Yes.
The text does not say that these hosts are with us. It says that the Lord...
That's
of
it.
Hosts.
That's right.
It's with us.
Yeah.
I mean, can y'all grab a hold to the fact that the Lord of hosts is with us? Can you really believe that? You got to believe it. You got to believe it. With 10,000 times 10,000, that's a host. 10,000 times 10,000 angels who occupy the mind of God, he is with us.
Amen.
He got 10,000 folk up here, all up around here, and he is with us. Y'all ain't got it yet. That there are 10,000 times 10,000 who are up there waiting on God to tell them what to do, tell them where to go, tell them how to fix it. Who you want me to go to first? And the text says, God is with us. All I know is that's a good God. Because you know how it is. If you got all them folk up there waiting on you hand and foot, you're not going to come down here to check on Jackson. Send somebody. But he says, the Lord of hosts is with us.
Mm-hmm.
That's some mighty good stuff. You got to think about it. He's with us. Think about it. That he's with you at the kitchen sink.
Mm.
With us. He's with you when you're driving through all that traffic trying to get to face an impossible boss.
Mm-hmm.
He's with us.
Mm-hmm.
He's with you when you having your domestic issues around the home. He's with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now he's with you. When you having financial binds, he's with you. Think about it now. Think about the fact that he's with you when you're lonely and when you're weak.
Mm-hmm.
He is with you. With me despite my failings. And my faults with me.
My God.
He has left 10,000 times 10,000 to be with me even in my mess. Yeah. He's with me. You ought to get happy about the fact that God is with you.
Yeah.
The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Amen.
Now, Doc Williams, it messed me up because he keeps talking about the God of Jacob. The God of Jacob. The God who, he's the one who met Jacob when he had nothing and didn't deserve anything. The God of Jacob, who he met Jacob in his backslidings and his failures. The God of Jacob, who took that deceitful shepherd into his arms and changed him into Israel.
Uh-huh.
The God of Jacob is our refuge.
Yeah.
Now, when I think about Jacob, and he's talking about Jacob's God, do you remember Jacob wrestling with the angel all night long?
Yeah.
The angel of God was with Jacob. And Jacob had sense enough to know that if I have the semblance, if I have the presence of God, I'm not going to let you go because I know the potential that you have.
Yeah.
He said, I won't let you go till you bless me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he said that this is the God of Jacob,
yeah,
he is a God, if you hold on to him,
yeah,
he will bless you.
Yes, he will.
Oh, what a mighty God,
come on,
we said.
Come on.
If Sennacherib had known this, he would have kept his love behind at home.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have showed up with his armies to get their tail waxed. The God of Jacob is with us.
Yes, yes, he is.
The God of blessing. Won't you grab that? The God of blessing is with us. I am grateful that I'm in need of blessing. And I don't have to worry about my blessings.
Amen.
Because the blessor is with me.
Amen. Amen.
He's with me. He's with you. And so every time you get to the place where you don't know what to do, what to think, what to say, where to go, he's with you. When we get to those places, young people, it's not a safe place. We are told at the frame. But God is our refuge. All we got to do is lean in to him, and he protects us. Lean into him, and he comforts us. Lean into him, just like you lean in on your grandfather. That's how you got to lean on the Lord.
Yes, God.
Every time you need him,
mm-hmm,
trust him.
Trust him.
Yes.
Believe.
Yes.
Have faith in him,
yes,
that he will show up in time.
Amen.
I don't know whether it's the nick of time or in time. He gonna be there.
That's right.
In time. Thank you, Jesus. He is our refuge. He's a safe place. I can trust him. Shelter me. Let me. I'm a refuge from my mess. And he is my refuge. I'm running away from the things that are tearing me down.
Yeah.
I'm running away from the stuff that is holding me back and holding me down.
Yeah.
And I show up at a place of refuge. And that is Jesus, who is the Christ. Save me. And love me. When other folk won't let me in, he'll let me in.
Yeah.
He'll bring me in. We are all refugees because we got to come away from some stuff that is tearing us apart.
Yes.
Tearing us down. But God, hear me, He's our refuge and He's our strength. Every present help in the time of trouble. And so you've got to learn to have faith. Learn to believe, have faith in the person of God. Mm-hmm. You have more faith when you get to know Him for yourself. You have to learn to have faith in, believe in God's plan. That if I'm in it, God must want me here right now. But it doesn't mean I'm going to stay here because His plan is that He can get glory. And He can't get glory if I'm always broke, if I'm always sick, if I'm always hurt, if I'm always crying. He's not going to get glory from that. He's not going to be exalted. So if He says, I will be exalted, and I'm coming up out of this.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
I believe that. I trust that. I got faith in that. And I got faith because I'm in God's presence.
Amen.
That He's with me. He's not going to just walk away from me while I'm crying in my tears. He's not going to just walk away from me and I'm on the floor squirming and crawling around. He's not leaving me. He's there with me. And I thank God for His presence because He's there to bring me out.
Yes.
Now, the longer it takes you to get to Him, the longer it's going to be in that space of trouble. It takes us too long to turn to God because we think we can fix it on our own.
Yes.
We out there trying to strip and scrape, trying to figure out how I'm going to get enough. Well, go to God first.
Yeah.
He can send you to one place. You ain't got to go no more.
That's right.
That's the God that I serve. You got to learn that He's right there with you. And you really don't have to go nowhere to find Him. He's with
right there. Amen.
The old time. You got to believe. You just got to believe. And if I believe it, He will show Himself because of my faithfulness to Him.
Yes.
He expresses His faithfulness to me. Now, we get it twisted every now and then because He's faithful to us even when we're not faithful to Him.
Say so.
But if you want to live a consistent Christian life, then if you must be faithful to Him, He will never be unfaithful to you.
Amen.
Faithful in your living.
Amen.
Faithful in your giving. Faithful in your serving.
Uh-huh.
And watch Him show Himself mightily in your life.
Amen.
You just gotta
believe.
You gotta believe. You gotta believe. Jesus. Look at the picture. Jesus finds Himself. Jesus finds Himself on an old rugged cross.
Yes.
And He's believing on the front side. He there still doing what He do. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He's there on the cross doing what He does, for making provision for His mother and His friend. There on the cross, saving a dying thief in gasoline draws on his way to hell. He says, this day, you're going to be with me in paradise.
Yes.
Oh, but hold up. Wait a minute. He starts hollering at God. Why hast thou forsaken me?
Yeah.
A moment of weakness, I would declare. And every now and then you have those moments.
Mm-hmm.
But just like Jesus, you got to get it together.
Yeah.
He gets it together, y'all. Mm-hmm. Because He knows God. I had a lapse for a moment, but I had to pull it back in. And since I know him, I'm stop hollering at God and I start talking to the Father. Father, into your hand.
Yes.
I commend my spirit.
Yes.
He before he goes there, he says, it is finished. Begins to talk to him. Say, look here, everything I'm supposed to do, I done done it. Yeah. Ain't good English, but it is what it is. He said, I have done what you told me to do. Mm-hmm. But I'm thirsty now. Mm. I don't need a drink of water. I need the Father. Mm. Yeah. Into my hand, commend my spirit, and he died. And see, when you trust God, mm-hmm. when you trust him even with your life, you may lose it, but you will pick it up again.
Yeah.
Look at Jesus. It's the third day morning, and the Father raises him up. Mm-hmm. He gets him up, and he gives him power, all power in heaven and earth, puts it in his hand. He gets up and now he wants you to experience what he has. All power. I will give it to everyone. What? Who will believe. You gotta believe. You gotta believe. You just gotta believe. Your belief will drop everything you need right into your hands just because you want it. I bless his wonderful name. We stand all over the building. The doors of the church are open. We want to invite you to this man named Jesus.